Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star, and this is my podcast. For more, visit tvbarn.com.
And you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Wednesday Midday Medley. My name is Mark Manning. Aaron Barnhart, thank you so much for being with us today on Wednesday Midday Medley.
Hi, Mark.
So you have been writing a lot about radio lately, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, you know, my writing goes in waves. I think that it's just, like a lot of people in media, I tend to be driven by trends. And when something comes up and it's breaking news, you immediately think about its implications. Well, what does this mean for the big picture? So when this news came over the transom that KMBZ was going to, the news talk station in Kansas City was going to go simulcast on FM, so 980 would effectively become 980 plus 98.1, that really piqued my curiosity as to why they would do that. And I just found that the initial story I did really, because it was an afternoon announcement, I'd heard about it the day before or the day before that. Actually, it was when I'd heard about it. I heard about two days before the announcement from a local media source. And so then I contacted Entercom, which owns KMBZ, and they said they'd have an announcement the next day. And as I was sort of putting that together, I thought, you know, a lot of FM, a lot of news talk stations around the country are doing this. Rush Limbaugh probably has more people listening to him now in FM than in AM. But what does this mean for AM radio? Because KMBZ was the most listened to AM station in the market. And before that, the most listened to station in the market was 61 Country, which of course packed up its bags and moved over to FM in 2003. So what's happened to AM radio? What does its future look like? And I thought that would be a basis to get into that story. And I have to say, on the basis of that story, I now have enough material left over that I would like to do another story, which is about some of these other technologies, specifically HD radio and satellite radio, which is two other ways that people get their, I guess we would call it over-the-air radio, but, you know, broadcasting, whether you pay for it or whether you get it free, like a station like KKFI. Radio is our oldest form of electronic media. I mean, most people have never seen a telegraph, let alone received a telegram. We've all, you know, we all use radio, and we've used radio all our lives, and yet it has really changed in the past 30 years. And so I wanted to take a snapshot of where AM radio was today, and so I wrote that story that was in yesterday's paper.
One of the reasons that I understand that KMBZ is moving to the FM dial is the way that the people that record who's listening to your radio station has changed.
Yeah.
They used to do it by people filling out a little diary form,
yep,
and sending it in. And in those days, KMBZ was in the top of the charts.
Yeah.
And the top five radio station. And then when they switched to the meters that people wear, the more of an electronic, mm-hmm, system, all of a sudden the music stations surpass the talk stations in terms of listenership.
Yeah, it's helped some stations and hurt others. And it's hurt stations that relied on people being very devoted to it when filling out their diaries. Dave Alpert, who's the market manager for Entercom Kansas City, is very candid about this. He said, I'm sure there were people who were saying, I listen to KMBZ all day, or I listen to it for an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon in my car. But when you strapped a meter to these people and that meter picked up these encoded signals that were sent out by the radio stations, and for that matter, TV stations, and I guess even stores can, when they're piping out music, include the signal so you can even figure out if people are listening to the music when they're shopping. These stations that people were so devoted to in their diaries often turns out they weren't listening to nearly as much as their recall. And it's been hard on KMBZ with its talk. It's been hard on stations that combined personalities plus music. The stations find that if they get rid of the personality and play more of the music, then people are more likely to keep it on and not tune away. But there's also a trend, Mark, going on that's demographic in nature.